Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
All right, Aaron Rodgers' status still up in the air for Sunday.
So horrible.
Did you know you were on the air there?
Horrible no. Malfunction. I didn't know I was on the air.
Yeah, you were, though.
That time, I honestly did not. And that's sort of
really?
Just, yeah.
You genuinely did not know that. So this was the result. It's the second one that just gets me every time.
I just had a long day, and I was letting off some steam at the near the end of the show, and I honestly did not realize that the mics were on. I would not have done that if I did. And I apologize. Have an interesting Twitter back and forth with Josh.
And when you say interesting, it's just you responding with like three words back and forth.
Josh says, do you all just make things up? To hear yourself speak, I consider that an insult from Josh. He shouldn't be insulting people. Because I said earlier that George Pickens is better than DK Metcalf. We can all have opinions on that, might have a good discussion on it, but right now it's not really much of a discussion. Pickens has a case for first team all pro. Either way, it's an absolute discussion. And yet, Josh threw that out there. Do you all just make up things to hear yourself speak? To which I said, no. Do you? He said, nope, I have no need to speak. I said, you just did. He said, I speak when needed. I guess he's not needed anymore after that one.
There was a man that tried to call me out on Twitter when I made an opinion yesterday, and he said, buddy, you thought Drew Aller was the answer. Sit this one out, bud. When I said about Mason Rudolph, I think that Aaron Rodgers should be the starter in this game. Why do people keep thinking that Mason Rudolph is going to be a dependable starter? To which I responded, well, sorry, bud. I'm going to give my opinion on it. You don't have to listen to it.
The bud is, that's a
don't bring the
blow.
Bud. Don't bring bud or buddy or pal into the equation unless it's your friend.
That's a tough one.
It's a tough one.
Donnie and I will be in an 84 lumber store in Bridgeville on Friday. For Donnie Football Friday. Select 84 lumber stores in the region will be offering customers free coffee and a discount during a two-day event, November 21st and 22nd. And so Donnie and I will be there on the 21st from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. A lot going on. In addition, a two-day promotion at 14 Pittsburgh area stores offers a 10% discount on in-stock retail purchases and a chance to enter a drawing to win autographed Steelers merch. So come on out and say hello. I think this thing's still going on with Josh. The Pickens thing is very interesting to me. Listen, I was first in line, and I still believe, by the way, that Pickens did implode here, and he would have imploded even worse if he had stayed, I think. However, the combination of watching him thrive in Dallas and the fact that the Steelers have done absolutely nothing to address their second receiver situation has me also thinking they might as well just have kept him and given it a whirl. I mean, they have the best coach in the league at controlling such players, allegedly, don't they? Isn't that what everybody says? So they might as well just have kept Pickens and see what he could have done here. Because right now, it's Smith and Jigba, Pickens, and Ja'Marr Chase having the three best seasons of any receivers in football. He is a legit case for first-team All-Pro, no matter what Josh might tell you. And then there's this Pirate story. And it's amazing to me how people hear this. It truly is. And I often wonder, like, do you have earphones where things go into the phone and come out translated a different way? Jeff Passan wrote here, and he's the best in the business, and he has shredded the Pirates repeatedly and Bob Nutting repeatedly. He would not report this if he didn't think it was true. I'll go slow here so everybody understands. He wouldn't report this if he didn't think it was true. That's A. B, that doesn't mean it's true or will come to fruition, but it's an eye-opener that he writes it. That doesn't mean I believe it. Okay, we'll pause so you can comprehend that. He writes that teams are going to spend like crazy this offseason, and nowhere is that clearer than with the unlikeliest of winter spenders, the Pittsburgh Pirates. He said they offered Josh Naylor three times what they offered Liriano, or more than twice anyway. They offered him 39. That was their last multi-year free agent. Naylor re-upped with Seattle for $92.5 million. In other words, they didn't get it done. So as I mentioned earlier in the show, kind of like Omar with the receiver, deliver the baby. I'm not interested in the details. I'm extremely pessimistic whether this is true. And at the same time, and both can be the case, the fact that Jeff Passan writes that they're now in on Kyle Schwarber, the fact that he writes it has my eyes open. I'm very curious about this. I never expected to see it. Two Japanese players are on the open market, the international market now. One of them is a power hitter. Murakami is his name. Top of the scale, raw power. The other one's a 29-year-old, Okamoto, who's a right-handed hitter with he can hit. And we've seen other guys come over and just be very effective. Among those targeting, the first guy, Red Sox, Diamondbacks, Rangers, and yes, the Pirates, writes Passan. I think this is a big story. That doesn't mean I think it's true. Is that comprehensible to you, Limits?
Yeah, I understand what you're saying because obviously you could show some interest. Like, you know, I'm interested in dating Sydney Sweeney.
No, that's not
that
the
doesn't mean that it's going to happen.
That's not the same thing. That's not the same thing.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Yeah, I wanted to marry Jennifer Aniston, but I didn't. No, this is Jeff Passan reporting it.
Right, and that's what makes it different.
Well, yeah, so it's different from the analogy you just gave.
Yeah, that's what makes it different because Passan, you know, is so respected. It's not like somebody we've never heard of before trying to link the two together.
No, it's somebody who has spent the past year, several years, shredding the Pirates more than any national media person. Just absolutely taking them apart the way we all do. So he doesn't write this if he doesn't believe it to be true.
Right. It's not like the Pirates are forcing him to write it. He must believe it.
And just because they say it, just because he was at the GM meetings, if Ben Cherington told him that, that doesn't mean that Jeff Passan's writing it.
And he made it.
This is a guy who vets what he writes and is the best in the business. He's the Adam Schefter of Major League Baseball. And I don't know how this has come to be that he fully believes this to the point where he's putting his name on it. And I want to see it happen. He also says Connor Griffin seriously considering to be their opening day shortstop. And in the end, basically says, listen, if the Pirates have this rotation and Griffin and a, what did he say, a batch of free agent bats? All I can say is it has caught my attention, and that's it. So for Patrick and others out there who are saying, you don't really believe that, do you? No, I don't really believe that. But it's Jeff Passan, so I'm paying attention. Limits?
And I think that's fair to do because, you know, it's going to be fascinating to see. Like, I keep coming back to what Skeen said after he won the Cy Young. Talk is cheap. We had to go out there and we actually had to make it happen. And I wonder how much that does affect the owner and the investments that are going to be made, because we've been told $30 to $40 million is what Ben Cherington is supposedly telling agents or whatever, that they want to spend significantly more money. And they took off about $30-35 million off the books.
Here's the thing. There's plenty of guys out there to get.
Yes.
So if they don't come in with a batch of free agent bats, then they should get drilled worse than ever, because they're apparently letting it be known, and it's even being vetted with agents and things like that, that they're really in the game this offseason.
Or they could trade for Duran in Boston.
Sure. If they're not, then this will be the worst offense yet, at least of the three-year Skeens era. They have to get it done this offseason. They have to. And there's bats out there that are eminently affordable. So go get some. Get in the game, please, for once. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. 90% chance of rain, high of Troy Polamalu, 43, low of Rod Woodson, 46. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Lager, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. And this is our What's Cooking segment, brought to you by our local GEICO rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly. Limits, what do we have planned for the people tomorrow?
Well, we will have a good Wednesday show with Bob Pompiani back in studio. And we will also have Mark Cabali, and we are efforting a big-time guest. We will see if we get big-time guests. We'll find out.
I hope we get big-time guests.
I hope so, too.
That would be nice. Have a wonderful night, my friend.
All right, Joe. You have a wonderful night as well.
See ya.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.